Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to give you a clear, high-level overview of the summary of the Western Cape Appropriation Act 2025.
Right, that's Act Number 2 of 2025. It basically maps out the province's spending for the 2025 to 2026 financial year.
And you might think a government budget is just a dry spreadsheet, right? But it's actually this massive trilingual legal blueprint. It dictates exactly how billions of rands are legally allowed to move.
Exactly. To really understand it, you have to look past the raw numbers and, you know, examine the strict legal constraints attached to every single rand.
Because before we even look at the billions being spent, we need to understand the strict rules governing how this money moves. I mean, they don't just hand over a blank check.
No, definitely not. The province basically locks down the money using two very distinct mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
The first is earmarked allocations.
Okay, earmarked.
Yeah, which keep funds completely trapped for specific purposes within provincial departments. And then the second way is through conditional allocations.
And those are the funds sent down to the municipalities, right?
Yeah, right. They're transfers to municipalities.
Yeah.
But they're bound by these really aggressive performance frameworks.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second. It's essentially like giving a teenager an allowance.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Right. So earmarked means this is strictly for textbooks, period. While conditional means you only get this cash if you prove you actually cleaned your room.
Exactly. And if they don't clean their room, you just freeze their funding.
Which is literally what the provincial treasury does. If a municipality underspends or breaches conditions, they bring the hammer down.
They really do. The Treasury possesses the legal authority to withhold those municipal funds for up to 30 days.
Wow, 30 days.
Yeah, and sometimes extending up to 120 days for serious breaches.
That's intense.
The mechanism here is cash flow starvation. By legally freezing a municipality's funding tap, the province just forces local governments into compliance.
I mean, a 120-day freeze can completely paralyze a municipality's operations.
Oh, absolutely. It makes it a highly effective, if, you know, somewhat heavy-handed tool for enforcing accountability.
Okay, so since we know the strict rules controlling the money, let's follow the actual billions. Looking at the summary schedule, who is getting the biggest slice of the pie in 2025?
Well, the raw volume is staggering. Education takes the lead, absorbing roughly 33.2 billion rand.
Okay, 33.2 billion.
And health and wellness is right behind it at roughly 32 billion rand.
So just those two departments alone account for over 65 billion rand?
Yes, but honestly, scanning the summary schedules, the most revealing details aren't the massive totals.
No.
No, it's the hyper-specific interventions hidden inside them. Like, they are legally ring-fencing funds for things like solar photovoltaic panels for schools.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and funding for municipal canine units, plus the Law Enforcement Advancement Plan, which is known as LEAP.
Wait, here's where it gets really interesting to me, and I have to push back a bit.
Sure.
With roughly 65 billion swallowed up by just health and education, presumably just to keep the lights on and hospitals running, how does the province actually fund future-proofing, like, you know, environmental resilience? Aren't they just financially treading water at that point?
Well, that tension is the core reason those strict legal constraints we just discussed actually exist. Smaller budgets have to be weaponized.
Right.
For instance, environmental affairs only gets about 669 million rand.
Which is basically a rounding error compared to health.
It is. In the context of a provincial budget, it's incredibly small.
Hmm.
But that mechanism of legal earmarking ensures that 669 million doesn't just, you know, bleed into general administrative overhead.
It protects it.
Exactly. The act surgically targets those funds. It mandates that the money goes directly to Cape Nature for vital operations.
Like wildfire management.
Wildfire management, flood management, developing green economy ecosystems. Because the budget is so limited, the legal constraints force the money directly to the front lines of disaster prevention.
Which is exactly why you should care about this deep dive today. A government appropriation act isn't just an accounting exercise.
No, it translates policy rhetoric into binding legal obligations.
Right. It is the literal blueprint of your daily life. It dictates everything from the broadband internet in your local library to the EAP officers and ambulances on your streets.
Every single rand has a rule attached.
But looking at how tightly every single rand is locked down by these earmarks and conditions, consider this thought to leave you with.
Okay.
What happens when an entirely unforeseen crisis hits the province? If the entire financial rulebook is superglued to specific conditions months in advance, does this demand for absolute strictness actually engineer a system that is too rigid to survive a sudden shock?